This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo, homies, what's going on? It's another episode with your big homie Kodak on the Big Homies House. We in the building. iHeart Studios in the ATL. We got a special guest in the building. She goes by the name of Tierra Doll, and she really looks like a doll. Literally a doll.
That's where I got the name from. Yeah. Everybody used to call me a brass doll.
Brass doll?
Yeah, like a real life brass doll. So that's how that came about.
Okay. Tierra Doll in the building, kicking it with your homie. What's going on?
I'm doing good.
You doing good?
Real good.
Happy Saturday. We both up early on a Saturday.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I was outside like, we about to get this done early.
Wow. Were you outside last night?
I was.
Oh, okay.
Celebrating a birthday.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Oh, is it a Leo?
A Virgo.
Oh, mm-hmm. Are we a Virgo season?
We are.
Okay,
Virgo
you know what?
Season.
You're right. Cause I got that.
I love Leos too, though.
I'm a Leo.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I did see that.
Yeah, I was in Miami celebrating on the boat.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it was
Leos
fun.
Leos do it big for Leo season every year.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. For sure. I feel like Leos is that's the king sign of the zodiac. So. Yeah.
Y'all be beating on y'all chest and shit.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. We won't have to, but you know, we just.
It's in you.
Yeah,
you know, that's what Leos do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so what's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces?
So I'm a little more laid back because I know, you know, my shit is there already. So mm-hmm. it's like, I don't really beat on my chest. I just appear.
Yeah, you just, I see. You just appear. And you mm-hmm. just appear to do a lot of different things. So for the people that's not familiar with Tierra Doll, give them some background on you.
Background on me. Okay, so I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
First of all, let me get that out the way.
BK all day.
I became a dominatrix about 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 15. That's when I got my first like experience with like femdom that wasn't business.
Yeah.
But 10 years ago, I actually went full-time.
Full-time.
Right,
okay. Right. So this is an educational moment for the audience.
Right.
What is a femdom?
Okay, so a femdom is a woman, a dominant personality, mm-hmm. not you know, your normal submissive woman, because that's mm-hmm. what we're all taught to be. But some women got it in them.
You got a dog in you.
Not even a dog, just a little bigger, bossier. Yeah. I know how to do this. Kind of personality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not the damsel in distress.
You're not the damsel in distress.
I've tried.
Okay.
It doesn't work for me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, a dominatrix is pretty much a woman, you know, in her own power, standing in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just able to delegate. She's not a but she's firm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, she likes things done a certain way.
Yeah, okay.
Basically,
okay,
yeah, okay, yeah, okay. yeah. But in the fetish world, you know, we are damn near top of the food chain right now. But,
top of the food chain?
Yeah, you know, because nobody fucks us. We do the f***ing. You know what I'm saying? People be like, oh, you're a sex worker, and, you know, but honestly, I don't do nudity like that. I don't, you know, nobody's f***ing me, but my favorite fetish is, like, pegging.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, me and my girls, I only have dom friends now.
I only have dom friends.
I can't have regular friends. They don't understand.
So do women judge you for that?
They don't judge me. They just,
are they intimidated?
A little bit, but then, like, we just can't get along 100%. Because I'm always talking about fetish, or, you know what I'm saying, because that's my lifestyle now.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about no regular I'm not crying over. I'm beating them up, actually.
Are you in a relationship?
No.
Is that something you want for
not
yourself?
Not right now, no.
Okay.
I thought I did, but I can't do both. The career and the relationship.
Tell us why, because.
So I've done plenty social experiments, I must say. I've done things on purpose just to see how it would go.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've tried lying about my profession. I've tried telling the truth about it. And I've come across, like, you know, a couple of different types of men. So I'm never going to say all men are the same. I know that for a fact, you
mm-hmm.
know. You got your alphas, you got your subs, you got your switches. A lot of men think they're alpha men, but they're not. You know what I'm saying?
So most of the time when I hear the term alpha, it comes from other men using it against men who they deem are
not. Right.
But now you're using it, and you're using the alpha, switch, and these other terms.
Right, because this is where they got it from. They're just not fully educated.
Break it down. So what is an alpha? What is an alpha male? What is, like, break down
well,
the
first of all, the alpha male in the wild is an outcast. He's not the leader of the pack. You know what I'm saying? In the wild, the alpha male is outcasted. He's not with the pack. He's not, you know, cooperative.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's just,
So a man that calls himself an alpha male.
Yeah, usually when I hear that out of a man's mouth, he's trash.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't even want to deal with him. He's dumb. Yeah. He don't even know what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of people are socialized from the internet.
Right, right.
Well, the wrong parts of the internet.
Social media brainwashing is crazy. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So a lot of men, they, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I'm a real alpha male. I'll be like, get on my face.
Yeah.
Anyway, because I don't have to say I'm an alpha female, but you're going to feel it. You're going to know it from talking to me, from just being around. You're going to be like, sure, you move a little different, yeah, but I like it.
A little different.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm not a fan of calling myself that. Like we said in the very beginning, like, yeah, I'm a Leo, and I'll do it. I'll tell you I'm shit, but I don't have to. But I feel like when certain guys say that, they feel like it's not coming across. So they're like, it's like they have to remind you, I'm in charge.
And that's horrible.
If I'm walking in a room, I'm like, yeah, I'm here. Like, the presence is enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That should be enough. And so, yeah, those alpha guys are like, I call it fake alphatizing.
Mm-hmm. Alphatizing.
Like advertising. Yeah.
Wow.
So saying you're alpha, not knowing you're actually not.
Is, yeah.
Because you're not an alpha if you can't find a solution with a woman and you choose to argue with her instead.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
You're not an alpha. It's just certain things alphas don't do, won't do, and the betas do. Like the betas who don't know they're betas and think they're alphas, it's like a big mental conflict with them. So they're like, I'm an alpha, but they treat women bad. They don't respect their mom. You know what I'm saying? It's certain qualities that are contradicting what he says he is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how you know, for real.
Yeah.
I've dated those types. I've dated real alphas. I've dated fake ones. I've dated betas. I've dated switches. I like switches the best.
What is a switch?
Switches know that they're alpha and beta at the same time.
Mm.
So they outside, you know, they're alpha at work because they have to be. They're alpha maybe around their friends. But when they come home, they're like, queen, you got it.
Yeah.
What do you need me to do? I just got off of work. Give me a second. Let me do this, that, a third, and then I'm all yours.
Yeah.
Type of guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Submissive. Submissive is not a bad thing. The internet twisted that up, too.
Okay. So do you think you can have a successful relationship with the man being in the submissive role?
Yes. Because I'm in the dominant role, and I can't stand down.
So what does that look like? What does that look like in practice? Because we can say like the words, but
it is a individual personal conversation we have. It's a conversation that we have that is not generalized for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be very specific. Mm-hmm. I gotta know his limits, his top five, you know, kinks, and he gotta know mine. We gotta know exactly how we're gonna mesh.
Let me write that down. I gotta ask that question later. Your top five kinks. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No, not right now.
But yeah, you know, we gotta have a conversation where we actually get specific on how we want this to work.
Yeah.
So he's gonna be completely transparent with me. I'm gonna be completely transparent with him. If he want to tell me he like a finger up his ass, I'm gonna be like, okay. Like I gotta be a safe space too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not just I'm slapping him around the house.
Yeah.
No.
So in the submissive,
unless he wants me to, unless one of his top five kinks is slapping.
Yeah.
Name calling.
Mm.
He be like, please call me a loser, because sometimes I feel like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
And this could be a dominant person, like
in the workplace. Yeah, yeah.
This
would
be like a Fortune 500 CEO.
And he comes home and he relinquishes his power to me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
Right.
Got you. Okay. Cool. So yes, let's get to that top five kinks.
My top five kinks. So professionally and lifestyle kinks are different.
Mm.
So my kinks, I would not sell them. You know what I'm saying? Like let me word that different. I guess the kinks that I do professionally are not my personal kinks per se that turn me on 100%, maybe like 50%.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know it works.
Right, yeah. Right. Because I don't want to be in sessions getting turned on and shit every day.
Yeah.
Like, all right, one of my top five kinks is nipple play, but that's something personal for me.
Yeah.
But that's not on my menu as a dom.
Yeah.
Like, you can't pay me to play my titties.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's different.
Mm-hmm. No, I get what you're saying, because it's the same way for me. Like, with certain conversations, I don't even like having anymore, because it's like, that shit is, I don't like.
Right.
It's it doesn't do anything for me. But I know if I have that conversation, it's gonna go viral. It's gonna work.
It is.
It's like, if I talk to this person who I really don't care to talk to.
Yep.
And say the things that I know is gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna go viral. But do I really like doing it? Is it gonna be fun? Like, this is a fun conversation. It's like we kicking it.
Yeah.
We cooling it. We having a conversation about different things. Whereas it was somebody who was like, hey, I want to, if you have to ask me to talk to you, then if I got to think about it, it's a no.
Yeah, just talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because when you be like, can I talk to you for a second? That's like scary. It gives me anxiety.
Yeah, I hate those DMs.
Just get.
I hate those
DMs. Can
I
ask you a question?
Yes.
Just ask.
You've already asked a question. That's your question. That's your question. or I'm sure your DMs probably look a lot like
crazy.
Mine sometimes. Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Yo, can I holler at you? No. Mm-mm. No. Whatever. Because I know you about to ask me something that I'm going to charge you for. So I know. Is it whether it's an interview, whether you want me to listen to music, whether you want to.
And they already are not coming at you with the approach.
And let me tell you why.
With the proper approach.
It's not the approach.
Yeah.
If you look at my DMs, the first line says, don't DM me.
Mm-hmm.
The second line is the person that you do DM.
For the business.
Yes. Yep. So if you're sending me a message.
You're not even reading the bio. You're not paying attention.
You're not being attentive. And one thing that I hate in business is somebody who's not being attentive.
Yeah. Can't work with you after that.
I can't, because I already know you don't pay attention to details.
Mm-hmm. I'm a stickler for detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to these kinks. Number two.
Okay, so I like, personally, these are my personal fetishes. Pegging, I do like farting now. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
Yeah, I have a story for that and why.
Pooh baby.
Body worship.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I have a boyfriend, I like to be treated like a lollipop, like a human lollipop, like suck me from head to toe.
Literally
hands, toes, fucking titties, back, front, all that, like yeah everything, total body worship.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I like? I said three, right?
Yeah, that was three.
I do like impact play.
You like to beat niggas up?
Yes, I do. Mm. In personal and business. Mm. But personal has to be consensual.
Okay.
So that's why I can't just date anybody. He kind of got to be a pain slut.
Mm.
So it's not domestic. It's consensual. He wants me to hit him.
Yeah.
Every now and then. So we'll have that conversation.
So is it just random or is it like...
No, I will not just be wailing on him. Yes. Yes, most likely.
Nigga in the kitchen making the sandwich. What?
No, most of the time, he'll see it coming. You know what I'm saying? I'll prep him for it. You know what I'm saying? It's not just I'm wilding him up in the crib.
That's funny
as
hell.
That's the movie shit. You know what I'm saying? It's really not like that in real life. It's a lot more consensual. There are conversations to be had. A lot more safe space kind of feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm really not abusing him. Like, he is fucking happy as hell to be around me. You know what I'm saying? So... I'm giving him everything he wants.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is not anything that's unexpected. He's coming.
He's powerful because he was honest.
Yeah.
And he's brave, you know what I'm saying? Because he chose not to fuck with a regular chick. He chose to be happy 100% with whoever he's choosing, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of men don't do that. They might like a little finger in the butt, and they don't say that. And now they done asked their vanilla girlfriend, vanilla meaning non-kinky, plain.
Yeah.
They done asked their vanilla girlfriend, and now she won't tell all her friends.
That's
not
normally
a safe space.
So you think that's
not
the reason why men a lot? Do you think what percentage of men do you think are into that type of stuff?
60%. The prostate is in your booty hole. So once you find it for real, like you ever get head and then you nut and your butt cheeks clench.
Yeah.
That's why.
Okay.
It's there. So it's like inevitable. Y'all are going to find it, you know, experiment. You know what I'm saying? You might try it out yourself and, you know what I'm saying? Like, not include nobody in the discovery. You know what I'm saying? But that's where it is. So, like, it's a big percentage of y'all that actually would include it.
Okay, so 60% of that 60, how many are open about it?
50% of that. So maybe just 30% of men are open about liking prostate massages and stuff. That's what we call it.
Prostate massages.
Not just finger in a booty.
Because it's a lot more than that.
It's a lot more than that. Yeah, the internet has, you know, like, got things a little dingy with the wording, you know what I'm saying? And the internet made it look real ghetto. So it's like, it's really not as wild as y'all are making it seem. Like, when I say we, I mean the fetish community. Mm. We be looking at the internet and all the memes that pop up that, you know, include foot fetish and stuff like that. And we're just like, look at them. That's what they think it is. For real.
So, okay, you like your feet sucked on too?
Hell yeah. And I didn't know until like 10 years ago.
Wow.
Because I didn't really pay attention to my feet. I never got pedicures like that. And I used to think I had my daddy's feet. So it was like, fuck these feet. I'm going to wear socks. Yeah. But then someone told me, oh, you know, try Foot Fetish, make a foot page. And I got 1,100 followers in a month.
Wow.
Only feet. Didn't even put a face on it. And
is
I was
that
like,
a,
what the fuck? I started studying what I was doing.
Is that a real website, Only Feet?
No.
Oh.
But you can use your OnlyFans for feet.
Oh, okay.
I use my OnlyFans for farts.
Now, let's dig
We going to get into that, because it's a lot.
It is a lot. That's what caught my attention. I was like, wait, right, what? Right, because, right. I have to question, like, because I'm a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like butts.
Okay, you like booty.
I like women with nice, soft, round ass cheeks.
There are levels to that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like eating butt.
Mm-hmm. There are levels to that too.
And I'm always wondering, like, what is the psychology behind that? Because
I don't know.
The butt growing up was like the most disgusting thing in the
right,
world.
But
like,
that's because we kids and we immature. You know what I'm saying?
And you just think, you hang around with a girl too long, you're going to get cooties.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what they told us about y'all too. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah, you hang around boys, you're going to get cooties.
What is cooties?
I don't know. Germs. Y'all got germs, they told us.
I don't know. But now it's like, damn, if I see a butt I like, I dive in that motherfucker.
And that is that be the first instinct for a lot of men. Dive right in.
Like face
groceries.
First.
Mm-hmm. Like just to be smothered by it.
Yeah.
To have
yeah.
the softness on your
I
face.
I like this conversation,
like,
God. Yeah. What is the psychology behind that, though?
I don't know. I'm trying to still study the booty thing. Because I don't know. Because it's a large spectrum. Because you could like just touching it. You know what I'm saying? You can like worshiping it. You know? Then you could like kissing it. You could like, you know, pillow the booty. You know what I'm saying? That's a light level of ass worship.
Mm-hmm.
Then it gets deeper. You know, you spread the cheeks. And now you at the pucker.
Now wait. Now there is I do have a hard stop because I'm not finna doo-doo in my face. I'm
right,
not finna play
right,
in
right,
no,
right.
Yeah.
But that is the very end of the spectrum. I ain't even get there yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Excuse me for interrupting.
It's right. We still at the smell and
we at the
and
smell.
Kissing,
yes,
you know what
the
I'm
essence
saying?
Of the booty.
Yeah, yeah, the yeah. essence of the booty.
This is like what was the pop culture.
Right.
Front, like everybody in rap and hip hop and urban culture.
We're
love
here.
Yes.
Most of us are there.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
And just that ass worship and admiration
yeah.
of the booty. You know what I'm saying? Then there's the next level where they like to spread it open. You know, you start licking and kissing the booty crack.
I'm there.
You know
I'm
what
there.
I'm saying? So we're
I
there
exist
now.
There.
Right. A lot of guys like to actually, you know, insert the tongue. Some don't.
Yeah.
Once you insert the tongue, I think that's when your level goes up. By half, because you know you're getting a little taste.
No. You're definitely it's a little risky now.
You're getting a little taste.
It's
you know
a little risky now.
Yeah, you're reaching for the tang.
It's a little risky now.
You know what I'm saying? After that, I don't know how long it takes for you to keep, you know, years of ass worshiping like that, getting tastes. You know what I'm saying? Getting a little taste of the tang, and now I don't know. You might want her to fart on you. You might want to suck a fart out. You know what I'm saying? That's the next level.
I haven't gotten there yet.
After tasting the tang for so many years, you're like, you know what? Fuck it. I suck a fart out that ass. Niggas be saying that. They've said it for a long time before I even started farting. I was like, you nasty. You know what I'm saying?
So did you just think this was like, ugh, nigga, ugh.
Right, like, shut up.
Ugh, that's
nasty.
How you get cooties.
I didn't realize they were dead ass.
A literal fart.
A literal fart.
Mm.
And I was also surprised because my biggest paying demographic in farting are black men. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a white people thing too. No. Hell no.
Oh, wow.
Black men got that thing covered and they proud. They like, what? What?
I have not gotten that far
yeah.
yet. But I have.
I'm proud of them.
That I was laughing when you said that though because it was a few times
mm-hmm.
like where I would be doing the tongue and the butt thing. And I would do it so hard. You know that little thing under your tongue?
Yeah.
I would strain that. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So you was like, you know, penetrating the
booty.
Yeah,
like,
no. No, you was getting plenty tang.
Yeah. But it was also like, I was also probably on them edibles. So
okay.
It was like, you know, I ain't really remember.
You
like
passionate.
It was, what's the word? It was primal.
Yeah,
it was primal. Like you're spreading the cheeks. And
Yeah. Like you were supposed to be doing that.
My mouth watering.
Hold See? On. Look it. Primal. Primal.
So.
Yep.
Farting in people's mouths.
Uh-huh.
What started this process for you?
Okay, so I've actually avoided the fart fetish when I was a dom at first. My main categories were findom, which is financial domination, foot fetish, you know, pegging, hardcore femdom, like, you know, beating them up.
And if you see me typing, I normally do this on my laptop. My laptop's there. I'm taking notes.
Okay. So I started with those, and my friend was like, you be gassy, you know what I'm saying? Just look into it. And
what was you eating?
My dad is 300 pounds, and he be cooking. I've shout always out to the big been fellas. A little gassy. Yeah, shout out to the big fellas. I've always been a little gassier. You know what I'm saying?
Like, verbiage is so fucking funny.
I got his. I'm from New York, so
gassy
I
assy.
Yeah, I always been a little gassier because I like, you know, I'm lactose intolerant and I do like ice cream, pizza. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really be holding back. Like I eat. So, she's a dom exact. She was like, I really think you would do good to fart fetish. I didn't believe her at first. I stayed away. I blocked my own blessing, basically. And I was like, you know what? I can't catch farts that fast. But I thought I couldn't. But I actually can. Actually, like, I've learned to feel it and then literally, like, get the camera out.
Yeah.
Even if it ain't on me, at least it's, like, on and recording. And yeah. I can get the audio or something. Yeah. I've learned to just be quick on that. Like, I sell compilations of me farting throughout the day.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes I'll plan it. You know what I'm saying? All right, Friday, I'm going to stay in the house, but I'm going to eat this, that, and the third, and I'm going to just record 20 farts.
Yeah.
I'm selling that for $20.
$20 a fart.
You know what I'm saying?
Running
No, a dollar a fart, really, because the video can be bought plenty times forever until I delete it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to sell it at a regular little $20, and this $15.
This is for the OnlyFans.
Yeah. People think I'm selling, like, $1,000 videos. I'm like, I would never sell a video.
Now, would you...
it was $1,000.
Would you? I mean...
Come on. I'm supplying a big demand, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge
So would
demand.
You have a traffic of fart?
Yeah.
Like, put that fart in the glass?
I would. I've tried to do it, because my friend told me to. And at first, I thought that shit was a joke, too. But she was like, listen, try it. I put my fart in a jar just now, and I went back the next day. That shit was crazy. I was like, are you deadass? She was deadass. So I'm going to try it.
Oh, you should definitely try that.
Have asked me for fart jars for a long time. And I was just like, that shit going to break in transit. Like, how you going
to
get it?
You got to put it in the plastic wrap. I'm not saying I know how to trap farts. I'm not saying
right,
that.
Right, because I'm looking like,
I'm not saying I know how to traffic farts.
Wrap.
I'm just saying. If it's, or you got to use something that's safe.
You know a little something. Yeah. Let me find out. Put me on.
So what you do, I'm sure it's a lot of women that think this is easy.
I just had a conversation with a woman today about it. Mm-hmm. She asked me to mentor her.
So what is the mindset that you see from these women?
Well, a lot of these women get the information primarily from, like, YouTube, TikTok, you know, Instagram. They're hearing something or seeing something on a podcast. And they're not actually listening to the whole podcast. They're just taking the viral part.
Yeah.
And like, oh, my God, I could do that, too. So when women reach out to me, and they do, I've mentored hundreds of women, you know what I'm saying, in the last 5 years.
You charge for that?
Hell yeah.
I'm about to say you better.
Of course. You know what I'm saying? Anybody want the sauce?
I used to do it for free. I'm not.
Not mentor. Anymore. Nah. I definitely used to when I first started, but... Yeah, not
people
not
don't appreciate things that are
not
free.
With this brain. Hell no.
They don't appreciate things that come to them for free.
You gotta invest in yourself. I did the same thing. You know, before I made my first tweet as a dom, I researched this shit for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to look stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had to look like I knew what the fuck I was doing, and that's how I did so well, because I never had like she came from this. You know what I'm saying? It was always professional from the gate.
Yeah.
But with the mentorship, and it being easy, I always ask women, I'm like, do you even have a little bit of, you know, kink knowledge, BDSM knowledge, you have any passion? Because if not, you're going to end up hating this because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with your clientele. Like, you have to talk to them. You have to answer DMs. Some of them are stupid. Some of them, you know, have their dicks in their hand. And they're literally jerking off talking to you. So it's like, they're just stupid. They really are. So it's like, talking to guys like that, it gets very... Girls be having signs in their bio, like, DMs are closed.
Yeah.
You know, message me on OnlyFans or something, where they gotta pay, you know what I'm saying? So, because we gotta filter it out. Also, if you don't have a passion, you're not going to like what you're offering. You're not going to like what you're filming. You're not going to like entertaining the fetishes.
I'm sure a lot of women get into it because, of course, the economy right now, we know is not as good as it was.
Right, but and you can't just hop in it for the money.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can do anything because I make this look easy. So it's a lot of people that think, oh, I can start a podcast. This is a lot of fucking work.
Exactly.
I work every day.
Every single day.
So if you think this is something that anything that you see online is that looks fun, just because we make it look fun, don't mean it's fun.
It's not professional. It's not professional.
Because it's fun, but it's still professional.
High quality.
Yeah, it's definitely high quality. So ladies, if you're trying to get into this, you got to do your research.
Yeah, this is not just put your camera in selfie mode, take a picture of your feet, sell it for $1,000. Like, this is not that.
Nah.
No.
Because you got to find your clientele.
You got to promote yourself every day. You got to set up your social medias, your pay options, your clip stores. Like, the clip stores are legal. Like, you get a W-9 from them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to pay taxes on that. Mm. So it's not like I'm just out here hustling and being illegal and being a whore or something. Because people got me all the way fucked up. I got this LLC'd up.
What's your LLC? Tierra Doll?
Yeah, exactly. Tierra Doll LLC.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I just got mine earlier this year.
Yeah.
It helps the conversations with a lot of things, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you going into the bank, you want to get a loan for some shit, like
a
business loan.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy a house, get a building, you know what I'm saying? I'm retiring soon, so I'm definitely about to get into a whole lot of property.
Yeah, for sure, mm-hmm. for sure.
Passive income, baby. I don't want to work no more. Like, I'm going to have them working for me.
Yeah, you got to make your money work for you. You got to make your money work for you. Why do you think dominant women are scary to society? Like,
society tries to push
women into submissiveness, even if the man in question isn't worth being submitted to.
Right. It's like a patriarchal, sorry if I said that wrong, Christian agenda.
Mm.
Because if you notice, the Bible demonizes women.
Mm.
But we give birth to the nation. So it's like, if we're so powerful in that sense, why are we all of a sudden demons to Christians and temptations and devils? And so I think, you know, the dominant woman being scary is pushed out more because they want y'all to misunderstand us. You know what I'm saying? They want y'all to really not respect women, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the real agenda. They want y'all to not respect us at all, especially Black women.
Mm.
And we're the greatest.
I mean, I think
we are the greatest. But especially like with dominant, you know, women, they're trying to make it scary, like angry Black women, because they just don't want people into it. They don't want people to educate themselves and stuff like that.
Here's what I think, right? And this is just about like life, relationships, everything as a whole. People should have the right to do what they want to do as long as it's not hurting anybody.
Right.
Sexuality included. Mm-hmm. If you're a man that likes men,
I agree.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's not gonna affect me. That doesn't emasculate me by another man liking a man.
No. It has nothing to do with you.
That has nothing to do with me. It doesn't emasculate me for if another man wants to put on a skirt, that don't emasculate me.
Yeah.
Because if somebody thinks that he's like that, so I'm like that, I punch in your fucking face and I'll show you otherwise.
Yeah. People really believe the birds of a feather flock together.
The guy in the skirt might punch you in the face and show you still by that action.
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, he's still a man.
He's still a man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So I do feel like people should have the right to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And what somebody does in the bedroom doesn't dictate who they are as a person.
No,
that's really none of their business.
It really doesn't. It's none of anybody's business.
That is what I think a lot of the issues that we're facing today in the society comes from. And I know we're in an election year. I know this isn't a political conversation, but I feel like that is like looking at some of the things that people talk about in regards to different policies and procedures. Everything about birth control is people not minding their fucking business.
Like, why is all the men trying to stop us from having a choice? You know what I'm saying?
Like
that's going to make women stop having sex slowly but surely.
Are you seeing that amongst your friends?
We're looking at it like a consequence of sex now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Usually, like, if someone gets, you know what I'm saying, they actually need an abortion. They need,
They're making it so they can't even get one.
Exactly, which is fucked up. And it's like, damn, so if I have sex with somebody and get pregnant, this is going to feel like a consequence. Because now I can't, you know, make a choice about if I'm going to keep the kid, especially if the guy don't want it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like breaking, I mean, it's making a broken family from jump.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, all right. yeah, I think it's wrong. I do.
Yeah.
I'm definitely pro-choice.
I'm pro-choice on everything, yeah. Especially like with, I think that's the most dominant thing there, talking about women's rights to keep or not keep a child.
Right.
Like, what a woman wants to do with
some
her body.
Some women don't want kids.
And that's fine.
Some women aren't fit for kids.
But somebody, yeah, you're right about that too. Mm-hmm. Somebody said a while ago that this really stems from they finding out that they are no longer the where they're losing the majority and becoming the minority. So in order to stop they
from becoming minority,
they want to keep they women pregnant and having kids. And
everybody just keep having kids. It's like, man, they want to keep the portal open.
I do have another question for you. Let me pull up my extra notes.
This is a good conversation.
Oh, I'm glad you like my conversation here. I'm glad you was able to come pull up on me.
I'm a Sapio. I could talk all day.
You a Sapio?
And I got a Gemini moon, so I literally can talk. I'm a chatty patty.
You a chatty patty?
Yeah.
So what do you think about, like, when... Do you ever have, like, big names pull up on your in your DMs? Like the celebrities, the entertainers, you don't have to say any names.
I was about to say, because NDAs, man.
Yeah, yeah, no.
But yeah.
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 Is that like a common occurrence?
No, it's not a common occurrence. But I guess the more I put myself out there, the more visible I am. So I've definitely had a couple, like a basketball player, football player, politician. Yeah, I think that's all I can say.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
But do you think if the stigma around that changed, a lot more would be openly talking about
of
it?
Course.
Like, would you hear about it in the rap songs?
Everybody would do it. Yes.
Do you think we could ever get to that point?
Man, I used to rap and I want to start again because I got a whole lot more stuff to talk about. Like, I want to be a dom rapper.
A dom rapper?
Yeah.
Spit your shit. Who?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I could talk about beating people up all day because I really do it, and that shit would sound mad cool.
It would sound mad cool.
Like, I could really rap. And I'm thinking about it. It's just the work behind it.
For sure.
Man, I wish we could get normal like that. Yes, because I'm going to try to help. Yeah.
You're going to try to help.
Yeah.
That'd be a hell of a feature. Who would you want? What?
Meg. My first feature would be Meg because she already be talking like that.
You think Meg would be in?
And she wears mad latex.
You think Meg would be into some shit like that?
Meg
like,
and Cardi.
Meg and Cardi.
Mm-hmm.
Beating men up.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, you know what? Meg, that was a part of her last video, though.
Yeah, the anime.
Yeah.
We do shit like that. It's called a butt drop.
I like that. I ain't gonna lie.
Many men do.
I watched that video a few times.
See,
I'm like,
you
wow.
Yeah. I think Meg is like a dom a little bit.
Yeah.
She's definitely alpha female.
Alpha female?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meg, Cardi. Who else?
Who else gives it? Ice Spice gives like princess brat vibes because we have those categories too. They're not quite dom, but they're definitely like bossy, like bratty.
Yeah.
That's what Ice Spice gives because she's not so you know what I'm saying? She's really like sweet but can be a bitch kind of thing. Who else? I don't know. JT. I can see JT as a dom.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. She mean as fuck. She mean as fuck. I hate her. I mean, I love her because she be like, I hate y'all.
She do.
She definitely does not. Yeah. She's not scared.
Yeah.
She's not scared. She be like, I hate y'all. Y'all get on my nerves.
To her fans.
Yes. Yes. She be like, y'all get on my motherfucking nerves.
Oh my goodness. So so when you are in your farting mood, what's on the menu the night before?
Ice cream date. Yep. That's the first thing I tell guys who like farts. And I started, like, I dated a guy who liked farts, and we actually dated after a session. I never, ever mix business with personal, but I met this kid, and we had this, it wasn't even, like, a real fart session. It was, like, a fart conversation. Because we were talking so much, and it was so good. You know, we was talking about the universe, talking about, like conspiracies, and I'm farting in between as I'm gassy. You know, I'm like, hold on. Burr, you know what I'm saying? Fully dressed, you know what I'm saying? But he'll get on his knees behind me real quick and sniff it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it would just go like that. The night went like that. And then it was time for him to leave. I was like, you want to stay? You want to drink? Like, you want to smoke? Like, I started, like, just being really,
how did this night end?
He fell asleep on the floor. I fell asleep drunk on the couch, and then I woke up and he was on the floor sleeping.
Aww.
I thought it was the sweetest thing. That's so adorable. He took me to the movies later. We went on an ice cream date. He came back to my house. And yeah, it was like, that was the first time I had like farting sex. Because I'm always holding them in when I'm doing back shots. And this time I didn't have to hold them in. They were you know, because that angle is real crazy.
It is crazy. But like, what if you were like...
And he was just back there, like, no, you know, enjoying the fuck out of himself. It's a difference. Because a guy, a guy who don't like farts, you're going to feel him go, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be like a awkward.
Dodging
like,
the fart.
Yeah. And he didn't do that. He was in it like Gates.
He knocked the farts out your ass?
He did.
A lot of women say they want the Sonic coins knocked out their ass.
Right, he was knocking farts out.
He knocked the farts out your ass.
Shout out to Mac.
That sounds like a great night for that guy.
Yeah, a
combo special.
We're still friends to this day. We're still friends.
That's good.
Yeah.
People that you can have that type of relationship with.
The actual relationship lasted a couple months, but he was in the Army and like 2 hours away, so it kind of didn't work. Mm. He was just scared I'd just find somebody else. But I was like, you know, I can't help his insecurities.
That's not insecurity. That's real.
I mean, but if I'm telling you I'm good and I want to date you, you know what I'm saying?
Or maybe he found somebody else.
No, he was just terrified that I would just...
Fart on somebody else?
Not fart on somebody else, but find someone else, like, because he was far. Or maybe he couldn't, you know, come see me, and I would just start dating somebody else.
Yeah, I was like,
nah, I would talk to you first.
So are you a monogamous relationship person?
I'd like to think so.
Uh-oh.
But I'm open to dating people who aren't, because I think I might be open to that.
So you'd have like a clan?
Only because I don't believe men are monogamous.
That's cap.
I mean, I've only met one for real.
I don't like being around people. So when I'm...
He's like, so that's monogamous enough for me, because I don't even like being around people.
I don't like being around people. I don't like being... Sometimes I'll cancel some shit with a chick just because I want to be alone.
Here we go.
So
my kind
of
guy.
I definitely don't want to be around a bunch of people. Like if I'm talking to one person, I'm talking to that person. If me and you was talking, I'm not about to be around a whole bunch of people.
Right. I'm usually the
same
way.
I'm going to work. I'm coming to your house.
Yeah.
Or you coming over? Or you coming over to mine?
Right.
Like that's it.
Yeah. I'm usually the same way. Until.
Now the bedroom's different.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way, but I've been single for 3 years. So. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just extremely picky. Like, if someone's going to get my solo attention like that, it's going to take a lot.
How does a woman bag, how does a man bag Tierra, though?
He can't. He got to be exactly what I want.
And what is what you want?
And I'm like really visually picky, you know what I'm saying?
What type of men do you like physically?
I like baseball player bodies with like the big wide shoulders and like the triangle back.
Yeah. My back kind of wide.
You got the big back?
I got a big back. I'm working on it.
Yeah. So that's first. So that body type. Yeah, that body type will always get my attention first. I'll probably walk up to him and say some smart shit.
Yeah.
Just to flirt. You know what I'm saying?
So you shoot your shot?
Hell yeah. I ain't scared.
Nah, go ahead. What you about to say? I'm writing it down.
I ain't scared of shit. I ain't scared of none of you hoes. But that's because I'm funny and I know I'm cool. So it's like, I'm not approachable, but when I see something I like, I'm definitely going to go for it.
So how do you shoot your shot?
I crack a joke.
You crack a joke?
Yeah, I used to crack a joke. I might look at him with the big dolly eyes. I'll smile and then I'll be like,
give me the big dolly eyes.
What you looking like?
Oh, that'll work. That'll work.
He said, that'll work.
That'll work. That'll work.
But yeah, and you know, I'll just, you know, sit there. I'll look cute, but I'll definitely crack a couple jokes.
You smell good too, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I can tell that soap came from somebody's house. It came
My mama made it.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. It's not Dove. It's not Irish Spring. No. It's natural. It's probably good for your skin too.
Dr. Bronner's.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cast out soap.
I look.
Mm-hmm. And the oils my mom makes.
Yeah, I know. I smell it. I smell it now.
The butters and all that.
Oh, the butters?
Mm-hmm. You know the butters. Come on, stop. You're supposed to do it. What are we talking about? What I'm attracted to?
Yeah, what you attracted
my
to?
My type. What's Tierra doll type? Okay, so the baseball player body. He got to be over 6 feet, definitely. I like tall guys because I'm short.
Uh-huh.
I'm 5'4". I like I don't really like light skin guys. I like chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
Like this?
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. All right. Caramel, chocolate, like all those shades. The lighter, I'm usually nervous about them because, you know, Chris Brown, he be calling girls darkies and shit.
Yeah.
So that made me kind of not like light skin guys because I be scared that I'm going to get into an argument with my light skin man. And he's going to darky me, and I'm going to have to put him down.
Literally. Punch that nigga in the face.
I stay away from them because they think they pretty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What else am I attracted to? Clean hands. Clean hands. A cool set of feet because men feet be jacked up.
All right. Okay.
And I'm trying to like you from head to toe. Like, you could like me from head to toe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay.
They cute. They all right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's cute.
But... let me see. A guy who has good hygiene.
Good hygiene.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Nice teeth. Nice lips. Yeah, like nice smile area. Mm. Look at you. Stop it. You are so funny.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
What else? And swag. You got to be funny. You got to be confident. Mm. You got to like yourself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't like yourself, I'm going to be able to tell.
Sound like you need a Leo.
Ooh. Sorry. I mean, Leos are cool. Yeah. I do like Leos.
Yeah, yeah.
I like other Pisces too. Just putting it out there.
Okay, Pisces.
I like other Pisces.
Fellow Pisces.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Do you have a celebrity crush? Do you? Okay. Two part question. Celebrity crush for, like, your actual love life and celebrity crush in the kink world.
Celebrity crush for the kink world would be Kevin Gates. I need to take that nigga for a ride. That nigga, the way he be talking in all his interviews, I be like, he needs to stop messing with them regulars. Like, why didn't he come find me yet?
I might need to have a get a line to Kevin Gates for
where
you.
He at?
Yeah.
Anyway,
he down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably the only nigga that could probably give me a run for my money. That could match my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
He always talking about booty eating too. I love that.
How often do you need your butt ate?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah, for at least like 20 minutes. My friends be thinking I'm crazy when I say that, but I need you to get lost back there.
We're going to get along just fine. We're going to get along just fine.
But celebrity crush, like love life? I don't know. I don't be crushing on celebrities like that.
Mm. That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah. I like people's music.
Yeah.
But I might not like them as a person. Like, I love Tory Lanez music, but Tory Lanez is like, eh.
Iffy as a person.
Right.
Yeah.
I love Don Toliver, too, but he's a little funny looking.
I didn't know what Don Toliver looked like until this year.
Right. We all didn't. It's like, he never really came outside.
He came out and started taking pictures.
Man. And he's like, oh, okay. All right.
Shout out to Don Toliver.
I fuck with Don Toliver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mine, SZA.
I love SZA. Yeah, if I was still bisexual, she'd definitely be my girlfriend.
When did you stop being bisexual?
Like, last year. Just got... Because I don't see nothing I like, so I just stopped advertising it. Girls still come up to me, but I'm just so picky. But SZA got it.
SZA got it?
SZA could get it.
Okay.
So, yeah, we here on that.
Yeah, I believe it. Mm-hmm. I believe it. Tierra Doll, how can they follow you on all your socials and keep in touch with everything that you got going on?
Okay, so... Two Twitters, two Instagrams, one for Femdom, one for Fart, because I keep them separate. Not all the farters like Femdom. Not all the Femdom likes farting. So, you know, I like to keep those two separate, specifically, since those are my biggest categories. Ooh, sorry about that.
No, you good. Two phones.
Listen, there's a fart phone and a personal phone.
What?
This is the fart phone. The work phone, yeah.
The fart phone. Because
I gotta keep it separate. When I'm ready to stop working, I leave this phone home, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's really that busy. Okay, so Twitters. Tierra Doll _ is my main Twitter. Mm. And the fart Twitter is Tierra Doll Farts.
Yeah.
The Instagrams, Tierra Doll only one, and Farts by Tierra.
Farts by Tierra. Do you like white men?
To date? No.
No.
My ancestors would roll in the graves.
To fart on.
To fart on. Oh, I thought you meant like to date.
No, I said, yeah, it was two part. It was two part.
Well, no. I don't date white people.
Okay.
And I don't, no offense, y'all, just not my type. And yeah, you know.
I think that's a preference.
Yeah. Plus, my mom wouldn't approve.
Yeah. My mom wouldn't either.
My mom's like Erykah Badu. So I'm walking here with a white man. She'll be like, so what are we doing? What's the plan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gotta be a plan.
I've joked about that a few times. My mom, right.
They're not having it. But to fart on, yeah, sure, I'll fart on anybody. Anybody can get the farts.
That's good to know.
Yeah, anybody.
Fellas, if you want to get farted on.
Anybody can get it.
If you want to get farted on. Not the DMs.
Email. Fartsbytierra@gmail.com.
Okay, fartsbytierra@gmail.com. And that is another episode of The Big Homie's House. Tierra Doll.
Thank you
for
inviting me to The Big Homie's House.
Yeah. You got your shirt, too. You official homie.
I am an official homie.
Yeah.
Like, from the gate, this man gave me the shirt. Like, here you go.
Homies. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm an official homie.
You official homie.
Yeah.
And that is another episode of The Big Homie's House. And we go.
Later.
So can you do me a favor? Can you smile and pose?